Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild today. Somebody gave me a clue, though. It's like I saw a post on Facebook, and they said, there's been meteorite showers, and I went, spaceweather.com, cool. So this might explain some of this because just, you know, a few moments ago, it's like we had a whole bunch in queue, and it's like all of a sudden it went blip, and it's like everything dropped, everything but Seth. And it's like, and thank God we got Janine back in, so we got Seth and Janine on with us today. And it's like, we are going to roll forward, and thank you guys who are regular Blog Talk listeners who know that stuff happens here. So if you get blogged off, logged off, kicked out of chat, out of the queue, call back in, because apparently this week we're having meteorite showers, and it's like apparently it's causing havoc with everything. Oh, goodness. Well, welcome, Janine. And we got Hello. I'm going to have you give your information first, and then we're going to have Seth do a little introduction with him. So everybody here's who we've got on today, and it's like, tell people how to get a hold of you and a hold of your crystal key stuff.
Okay. Well, they can find information about me and my workshops. We've got one coming up on the 5th of May on Skype. Jethro's organising it online. So if they want to know about that, they can contact me at my website, crystalkey.com, and that's crystalki.com. Crystal Key's working with diamond energy discs and nets, and it's a really simple system to use. It's extremely powerful, as the diamond and energy is mixed with pearlescent source energy, and it's also got sound in it and all of the colours of the rainbow. It's just an amazing frequency, and it's our first online Skype workshop, so we're quite excited about that one. I've also got my programmes on offer. People interested in losing weight, finding the perfect partner, making more money, attracting abundance, or spiritual development, they're on offer at crystalkeyhealing.com/special. And they're only $97 instead of $297 for 27 MP3 downloads and a free copy of my first book, The Angel, the Witch, and the Warrior. So there's a lot of information there, guys, and it really help you project you forward in all areas of your life, because it removes the emotions, the limiting beliefs, imprints from your parents and ancestors, and it guides you into a room I call the programming room in your subconscious mind, which actually runs your reality, your matrix that you live in, and these are actually altered once you've been through the process. So they're a great buy, and the feedback so far has been fantastic.
Awesome. All righty. Good, good, good. All right, well, thank you. And it's like, and Seth, are you there?
I am here. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I know this is your first time here, but, you know, give us a little background, give us a little rundown. And I think what we're going to do here today is our listeners are going to get a double treat. They're going to get a little bit of Janine and a little bit of Seth. And it's like, so tell them what you do.
Oh, I do a little bit of a little tarot, a little intuitive. This is all pretty new to me, considering that probably, you know, up until like the last 6 months ago, I never even thought about doing anything like this. So this is pretty new. But I have had people tell me that this is something that I should do. And then when Jethro said this is something I should do, I jumped on board. So this is what I do. So you can reach me. You can reach me at psychicseth.com. It's just as it said, psychic, P-S-Y-C-H-I-C, Seth, S-E-T-H, .com. My website. You can contact me there. I'm here whenever you need.
All right. Good deal. I'm sitting here typing this into the chat room here for us. Seth.com. Okay. Trying to keep up there. It's like, get on these. And I type 100. So it's a little fun. All righty. Well, we got a couple callers that thank you guys. We'll get back into our room here. So it's like, we're going to go ahead and start with the two that we got here. Yeah, first caller is from area code 858. What I'll do, I think what we'll do is we'll let our callers choose order. But they would like to count you guys in. It's like, Janine is excellent with, you know, the healing stuff. And Seth, I think we're going to go over, you know, with the relationship finance. But, you know, Janine does a lot of things, so let's just see how it works out. Erica, 858, you're on with us.
Oh, hi. Thank you for taking my phone call. It was some kind of problem. I was disconnected earlier.
Yeah.
Hello, how are you?
Good, thank you. My name is Roxana, And I'm not very familiar with destiny cards. I was not sure, can they help to answer relationship questions that I have? Hello?
Yeah, I was going to say, I think so. It's like, relationship questions, okay. Shall we throw that to Seth first, or do you want to take a shot at that thing and see?
I can't hear what you are saying. You sound kind of broken, I don't know.
Yeah, it's wobbling all over the place, Kelly.
Okay, now it's better. Yeah, it's better now.
Okay. All righty. Janine, you want to start out with that?
You need to give me some more information. Really, relationships is an area that I generally avoid getting involved with unless there's an ongoing relationship and there is an issue in there that you'd like some insight in that may be, you know, from a past life issue or karma. But I generally don't, you know, give people predictions on what's coming into their love life. It's just not my area. My area is healing, soul purpose, your career, what you were born to do, and that type of thing. So I don't know if Seth's picking up anything at all, but unless you're in a relationship now and there's an issue that you would, you know, like me to look at, what is it you're actually after?
Yeah, it's a relationship, and we had an argument, and we're not talking for the last several weeks. And I was wondering if things will improve for us or...
Yeah, I think this is going to be sorted out. The first thing I'm being shown here is a heart around the both of you and the holding hands. So I would take that as a sign that, you know, this tiff will run its course and you'll get this sorted out. Is this somebody that you've been in a relationship with for a long time?
It's not very long time. It was that's a problem. It was not a solid relationship. It was more like on and off relationship, and I was trying to sort out things with this person, and the person got upset and stopped talking to me at all. I'm interested in solid relationship with this person, and if it's not going to be more serious in future, probably I will not continue this relationship. And I was wondering but we have a good connection. It's an old.
Yeah, there is a good connection between the two of you. I can feel that. And as I was saying, I haven't seen a heart around you. So maybe just give this, you know, this guy some breathing space and
I gave about a month. So I thought I would ask you what's next for us because it's been a month. I have not talked to him. And
have you contacted him?
I don't want to contact because we had the argument. He didn't want to talk to me after that.
Yeah, well, the thing is, you know, when we argue, somebody has to make the first move. So
I'm not making the first move because that was my idea, not to talk. And the person kind of got upset. So will he, because it's his decision to make it. I'm ready for the relationship. He was not ready.
Mm. Well, I think you just need to wait and see then if you're waiting for him to make the first move. But if, you know, the universe works that people mirror your personality traits. So if you don't think that you're going to make the first move, he's thinking the same thing. This relationship's going nowhere. It's, you know, that's just being stubborn, really.
I can tell you I was making the first move several times before. I don't want to do this anymore. So that was actually my question to you. I was making the first move several times before,
okay.
And at this point I thought it's either this way or we're not going to have it.
Yeah,
so,
so
the ball is in his court at this time.
Yeah, the ball's in his court, yeah. As I say, I'm seeing a heart around you, so I would just give it a little bit more time and see what happens.
But do you
see
that?
The energy
that
is good.
It's good, but do you think that he will get closer to me or it will be still the same? Because if he comes back and it will be still the same, I'm not looking for that.
The thing I'm picking up here is this chap's got fear of commitment, which is a problem, quite a common problem with people. So this needs to be worked on, really, and it's not something that you can push with people. I think there's the opportunity for you to both have a really good relationship here if you can get past that. but I'm not being given any specific times. You know, sorry, I can't help you more than that.
Yeah. Okay, okay, thank you.
Oh, just a little
while. Right. Can I get you to tell me your name one more time?
Roxana.
Roxana. And when's your birthday, Roxana?
It's May 31st.
Okay, so when you were talking, I pulled the same card twice for you, and that was the Five of Diamonds. It was twice in a row. So if you can look and move past this blockage that you have set right now, I can see happiness and success for both of you. But you have to make concession. A relationship is a two-way street. So if you think that it's just going to go one way, it's not going to work correctly. I think you guys have an excellent outlook for future, at least in the short term. If you can get past that, but if not, then I don't see much in the future.
Well, you know, there's a serious obstacle on the person's with the other person. And I cannot get past that. He's still attached to someone from his past.
Right. Well, maybe that's not the best direction for you to go then.
But it looks to me like things, he wants to be with me. It's not that I do something or insist, but he still wants to be with that person also.
Right.
Well, divided.
I would definitely want to go with what works for you. And if that doesn't work for you, then there's all kinds of other people out there for you.
I know, but we have a special connection with this person, and he keeps coming into my life over and over.
It's probably because you've made a past life vow or promise to this man, and that's bringing you back together. We have special connections with a lot of partners. We've had many lifetimes, and there's always somebody else that can come along and have a special connection with. The thing is, if I was in your situation, I would give this relationship to God and just, you know, hand it over, and what's meant to be will be, because you're not in control of it. You know, there's a higher source in control of it, and just hand it over and just allow it to happen for the highest good of everybody concerned, because there's obviously a third party here as well who may be feeling the same way you do.
That makes sense?
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
All righty.
Thank
well,
you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, some of those, that was a hard one, man. Alrighty, hopefully our next one will be a little easier here. It's like area code 843. Area code 843, you are on with us. And what is your question today?
Yes, my name is Kimberly from South Carolina, and my question is about any blocks that I have to finances. I would love to increase my finances. Moving to Georgia, right now in South Carolina, it's almost like I'm living from check to check, and I actually want to live above that, and I just had a question about that.
Okay, Kimberly. Well, if you go to my website that I mentioned earlier, you can get free MP3 25-minute download to remove poverty consciousness.
Okay.
A lot of us have got poverty consciousness, or we've had it, we've inherited it from our parents, from our ancestors. Many of us have been poor in past lives, and that comes down in your frequencies into this life. So if you go to crystalkeyhealing.com, you will get the chance to put your name and email in, and then you're sent the poverty consciousness MP3. It's free of charge. So, you know, you can just try that and see if that helps.
Okay.
And focus on altering your vibrational frequencies, because your body resonates at a certain pitch. And if it's resonating at lack, you know, that's what you're going to attract. So it's about raising your frequencies up as well. So, you know, you can listen to beautiful music with the intention of it raising your frequencies.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, whatever you listen to, if you set the intent before you listen to it, I mean, you know, you can set the intent that you want it to raise your frequencies to to the frequencies of being comfortable or wealth. And, you know, why not say that for everybody? You know, just set the intention that this is for, to help everybody and remove the lack and alter the lack frequencies that are in your energy field. That's okay. What I'm picking up for you anyway. Seth, have you got anything else?
I do see the business success. I see that this move, or at least the job outlook is better. The move that you're making, is that real soon? Is that how
July?
Far?
July.
Okay. I think that it will turn out for the best. But there are some things you might want to look out for as far as maybe people that you're working with, or just make sure that you're having a healthy relationship at work.
Okay. Do you mean presently, now?
I'm thinking in the future. Is there some way that might be a little jealous at work of where you're at?
Presently, yes. I had a colleague that attempted to get me fired. Yes.
And so the move that you have going on are you moving just to get away from that? Or?
Oh no. This is guided.
Okay.
No, I'm not trying to get away from the situation now.
Is this a promotion that you're moving to?
It's going to be a promotion in money because they pay teachers better. I've been teaching. So they pay teachers better in this area, and then it's closer to home because I've been away from home for about 7 years after my mom passed away. And my grandmother is sickly, so I desire to be closer to her and closer to family.
Right. Well, I definitely see – again, this is the second time in a row that I've pulled two cards in a row of the same card. So the jealousy is definitely playing a role here. Now, I think as far as the job goes, this is a good thing for you. Your move and just not being in that situation anymore.
So right.
I think it's good. I think it's going to be really good for you.
Okay. And you were saying something about business in the beginning. Do you see a business? Because I've been thinking about becoming an entrepreneur while I'm teaching.
For right now, I was thinking in the present business that you were in. You didn't say that you were a teacher before.
Oh, okay,
so
okay.
I'm thinking of that, but
okay.
Let me look at that real quick and see if that's something that I can give you a little light on. Starting a business. Is this something that you've been doing in the past?
Like, well, I'm working on a children's book right now. I've always wanted to write and make jewelry. So either one of those.
Okay. I think it could be. It could be a little while before that turns into something.
Okay.
Is really fruitful, but I would say anytime you go to do something that's for you and something that you enjoy, you should definitely move into that direction.
Okay.
So, do you have any other questions?
No, just I guess just to ask, am I going in the right directions by looking into teaching again, or should I be looking outside, something outside of teaching? So.
I think present situation. I think you're in a really good area. Teaching is something that I think that you enjoy, and that's it. I think you should just stay with that for now.
Okay. Okay.
Alrighty. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Call back in and keep us appraised, and what's going on. And we always like to hear our success stories and say, hey, what's going on, or sometimes that crossroads check. So call back in again.
Okay. Thank you.
All righty, thank you.
Bye.
All righty, and our next person here is area code 601. 601, you are on with us live.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, this is Tara. Thank you for taking my call.
Vicki, what do you got for us there?
Just a question. Love and relationships. Do you see anything happening for me this year, or? Anybody coming up this year, or?
I see you might have somebody coming in the next couple months.
So it's going to be somebody new, or is it somebody I know?
I'm feeling like it's more somebody you already know.
Okay.
And that's what I'm getting more intuitively. Like, I feel like this is somebody you already are familiar with. Do you have somebody in mind that you've been thinking about, or?
I have a friend, and we've just been dating off and on, but I feel like it's more than friendship there. So do you see that turning into something more than friendship down the line, or? Because I feel like they flirt.
I would say it might work for you in the near. It probably isn't somebody you're going to end up marrying, but it might be somebody that you need to learn lessons from. If you stay in the positive and you're always working towards learning something from each other, then that's kind of where we want to go anyway.
Okay.
Does anybody else have anything else?
I was going to ask, I wanted to ask something here real quick, Janine. When people call in for love and relationship, because I know that, a lot of times, exactly what you were saying, it's like stuff, mirrors from our past and this and that, and we get a lot of that stuff. It's like, does the MP one, that's the MP3 25-minute one, I know it's for poverty conscious, but does it help to, I'll say, clear people's past stuff from past relationship,
the poverty consciousness one is just the poverty consciousness. If people want relationship one, they need to go into buy the other packages, which is the perfect partner one. That goes into clearing all your issues with relationships, your false belief systems, and the conditioning and the patterns that have been, you've been brought up with and that you've picked up from newspapers and TV and magazines, and this, they all program your mind into thinking that relationships should be a certain way and that type of thing, and they all provide blocks for us. So that, people need to go to the crystalkeyhealing.com/special to buy the perfect partner ones. There's five MP3s in just the perfect partner one, and they're half an hour each. So you've got to clear out the emotions, where you're holding them in your internal organs. You need to clear the belief systems, the limiting beliefs, the false beliefs, the hidden beliefs, the imprints from your parents, the imprints from your ancestors. It's complex. If you want to get clear, there you need to do this for each different specific area. So there's a package for the money, the package for weight, the package for abundance, the package for spiritual growth, and the package for a relationship. And then the other two were once you've cleared those, you use the manifesting desires one to manifest what you want to bring into your life, because you've removed the blocks. So that's
right.
How they, that's how it works.
Okay. All right, and that's, and Tara, I was going to, give Janine the opportunity there to say that, because, a lot of times, in relationship things, it's like the other thing we always say as a disclaimer here, it's like, this is what we get today, and, you can absolutely take your free will and go a different direction. You can say, this is who I want to, manifest, this is who I want to be, whatever. But sometimes, when you clear the past stuff, it makes a clearer path for you to bring in the person who is the best and highest for you. So, just keep that in mind, too.
Okay, thank you. And it's crystalkeys.com.
It's crystalkeyhealing.com/special. Yeah, and it's
okay, and I'll check that out.
Yeah, it's C R Y S T A L K I. The key is K I.
Okay,
healing.com. Yeah, healing.com/special. They're on offer at the moment as well, so they're really
great.
Worth getting them.
Okay.
They're powerful. They are very powerful.
I will definitely check it out.
Okay, well, good luck with it.
Thank you so much for your help.
Okay,
thank you for calling in.
Okay, have a great day. Thanks.
Awesome, you too. All righty, and I think our next person here might possibly be somebody who called in from chat and said, you know, should I call in? It's like, yes, call in. So let's find out if this is them. It's like area code 302. If I can get Blog Talk to work, come on, meteorite showers. Okay, here we go. 302, you're on with us.
Hi, can you hear me?
There we go. Hi. We can hear you now.
Hi, you guys. It's Angela Bixby calling in.
Hello, Angela.
Oh,
how are you?
I'm ready.
Good. I was listening to the show, and I thought I'm going to call in and say hi to my new friends.
Awesome.
You guys sound great. I thought I'd call in and see what y'all had to say about my love life.
Okay, everybody's love life. No, it's not my. I don't know why I bothered coming on the show. It's really not my area. I avoid it, to be honest.
Love life questions or love life in general?
I don't give readers for people on, you know, what they see for their love life. As I say, if they've got relationships and they've got problems, I can pick up what's causing it. But it's just an area that I really don't like to go down. You know, I deal more with the healing and soul purpose and, you know, people's career, what they're meant to be doing and that type of thing. But hopefully
Let me try to rephrase it like this, then, Janine, because I've actually been doing a lot of work in the last year around any emotional blocks that I may have that may be keeping me from having a love relationship. So is that something that you feel like you could work with a little bit more readily?
Okay, blocks to relationships. Yeah, you've definitely got some there, and I'm picking up on them straight away. You've got some hidden beliefs about men not being worthy, basically. Mm. So, you know, on a level, no matter who comes to you, there's always something that's not quite right, doesn't fit the mold. Does that make sense?
Yeah, very much so.
Okay, so this is a hidden belief. This is not a false belief or a limiting belief. This is something that's hidden. Do you know how to remove those?
I have some ideas. Yeah, I've got some tools and some ideas, and I'm always open to more.
Mm, okay, well, that's something that you need to work on, Angela, because that's affecting. You had somebody come to you in a past life who wasn't worthy, but you did accept him as a suitor, and it was a disaster. So now you've got a hidden block because of that past life experience. That deep down within you, this feeling that no man is worthy is causing issues, and it's delivering men to you that have got something that you're going to say, no, that's not right, because of this block. This block is creating that to make you aware that there's something there. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so once you've cleared that, I don't see any problem at all. There's going to be three or four guys coming in pretty quickly. There's a queue. A line, as we call it in the States. We call it a queue in the UK. There's a line of guys that would be more than happy to date you. So, you know, if you work on that hidden belief, I think you're going to be smiling for some time.
Excellent. Thank you, Janine. And could Crystal Key help me with this?
Yeah, again, the perfect partner one in the programs is the one to clear these blocks. It goes in, I think it's the platinum one that clears hidden beliefs. But, you know, if you did invest in them, use them in order. You might as well clear the whole lot out and get everything going on with, you know, relationships, clear your emotional stuff, your limiting beliefs, your false beliefs, what you've inherited from your parents. Because we do. We see what our parents has got going on in their relationships. We watch things on TV and watch relationships on television in certain sitcoms and things. These are all programming our minds and conditioning us to think a certain way. You know, and really the only true way is unconditional love. And most people don't even know what that is. You know, because they've got so many preconceptions about what a relationship should be, And, you know, it's more complicated than that. We need to really clean ourselves out. And I teach people, I share with my students about manifesting Mr. Right or Miss Right, whatever you want. I say work on yourself and clear yourself. Look at the relationships around you. See what's wrong in them. And that's what the universe is reflecting for what's wrong in you to heal. So heal it in yourself and ask the universe for Mr. Right or Mr. Perfect or Miss Perfect for you at this point in your journey, because that's the best you can get for now.
Perfect. Beautiful. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Angela.
Good luck. Been very quiet here.
Sure, yeah.
But I get basically the same thing. I'm seeing some changes that you need to make for in the short term. I'm getting fair haired sometime in the next 4 to 6 months, and kind of change it back and forth. I mean, you can do it earlier depending on setting yourself up, you know, and you know about manifesting and putting things in place for you. I could definitely see you with this person in the next 4 to 6 months.
Great. Yeah. Fun. Thank you.
The programs are the manifesting. There's a crystal key manifest throne of manifestation, which is a crystal throne that you actually are guided to sit in and connect to source, connect to the center of the planet, expand your heart, and, you know, really manifest as, from your ultimate power, truly connected to source and to Mother Earth. So that would be helpful as well. You manifest Mr. Perfect then, Angela. Get me one.
Great. Will do. I don't know what I'll do with two, Janine. Oh, that's right. We'll bring them to the UK.
I'll be over in the States before long. Don't you worry, ladies. I'm coming over.
Excellent.
I'm looking forward to it.
Jethro keeps promising. He says she's going to be in New York. It's like, oh, my goodness, it's across the country.
Yeah, well, I called into Shelley's show on Friday night, and she didn't know it was me. She didn't know it was one of you guys. And I was told that I'm coming to America and that I'm going to marry an all-American guy, apparently. And I called in for information about my career just out of curiosity, but I got the love life one thrown in anyway.
Well, good, so Janine. I'm about 2 hours south of New York, so when you're in town, let me know. I'll come up and we'll go out on the town together.
Yeah, okay, cool. We could go on a double date.
Exactly. Great. Thank you, guys. Enjoy the rest of your show. You sound great.
Thanks, Angela. Bye.
Got to be somebody who likes Janine's little. I'm pretty sure that was yours. The little white hamster. It's like the little peek. You know, I see you. Was that your little guy?
The hamster. Yeah, the hamster on my Facebook page. I don't normally put silly things on Facebook. It's generally for business and for sharing information about ascension and you know. But that was sent to me, and it just makes me laugh out loud every time I watch it. It's so funny.
Oh, yeah, I thought it was yours.
No, it's not mine. I did the voiceover on it, though. It was me that put the voiceover on. If anybody hasn't seen it, they need to go to my Facebook page, Janine Regan Sinclair. There's a picture of a hamster on there describe it. It's so funny. You need to see it for yourself.
Yeah, it's just funny. This is very funny. Oh, golly. All righty. Well, we get to do some topic talk here because we are having a slow day today. It's like, you know, guys, if anybody wants to talk to Seth or Janine, it's like, and actually, Janine, you know, I'm thinking we found maybe a key for you. It's like, you know, with the relationship stuff is, you know, when people ask relationship questions, you know, you can always just tell them, you know, I don't do it this way, but this is what I get for a relationship, you know, and really do, you know, kind of,
yeah.
I guess maybe call it a soul reading, you know, just kind of, I mean, that's what came to mind when I was listening. It's like, you know, what you're actually doing is more like, you know, a soul reading or, you know, I don't know if you do, you know, Akashic Records or whatever, but it's like, you know, you're really dialing into what happened in the past that's affecting, you know, right now. And it's like, and that's valuable information. I mean, that's all part and parcel of, you know, the whole enchilada there. You know, so just because somebody asked a relationship question. Yeah.
So, yeah, that's normally what I do, Kelly. When I work with Jethro, Jethro normally picks up on the relationship stuff really quickly, and then I come in with what I'm picking up on the karmic side of it, which is, you know, like you're saying, the soul readings and that side of it. I get what's going on in their past life or what blocks are going on if they haven't, you know, they haven't already got a relationship and that type of thing. So that's normally what happens when, you know, when I work with Jethro. But all of this is interesting. It's just I don't say to people, okay, you're going to meet somebody in, you know, three months time or whatever, because it just doesn't come to me like that. You know, that information doesn't come. Like when Angela's, you know, with Angela there, what does come to me is the blocks or what's causing the block. That's what I'm tuned in to find as a healer. My speciality is healing. So I find what's causing the blocks and what's causing the problems and how to remove them, rather than predicting people's future, you know, relationships.
Right.
So I get soul I get soul information coming through. Well, this is what you're meant to be doing for a living, and that type of thing. Or you need to go here to pick up these energies and that sort of thing. But I don't get that you're going to meet a tall, dark, handsome stranger, or it doesn't come to me.
On this corner, it's like, you know, stand on Third and Vine, and it's like somebody's going to come driving by in a pink caddy. It's like,
That's
what gets the kind of stuff.
Like, wow. Some people get that information. How do you do it, Seth? You use your cards?
Well, I use the cards. But while I was using cards, I got 4 to 6. And I was like, oh, is it 3 to 6? No, it's 4 to 6 is what I got. You know, it's just... So I'm just working on my intuition, you know, and it's been a task to try to open that up, you know, because I really feel like... I mean, I always did everything by intuition before, you know. Do I feel like that's a good idea? Yeah, and then I'll do that. Well, but I never really thought that, I could help somebody else out by, you know, messages that I receive. So.
Yeah, I mean, I work with my intuition as well on things. And sometimes when we're talking, I will get, you know, like you just said, in 4 to 6 months something, you know, is going to happen there. But more recently, I mean, I've got my own show Tuesday and hoping to attract some people that want healing. I like to do healing on people live on air. You know, move their blocks for them and that type of thing. So things are changing. We all work slightly differently, and it's getting to know. So this is the first time Seth and I have been on the show together, so we don't really know how one another works. But when you've done it a couple of times, you bounce off one another then, don't you? You're more in tune with who you're working with and what they can pick up. So it makes it a lot easier for everybody.
Well, I hope so.
It gets easier as you row the boat. Okay, let's see. Well,
right.
And our next call actually here, we got some people brave enough to call in. All right, this is awesome. So our next call here is actually area code 760. 760, you got your hand up. You got a question.
Hi, yeah, my name is Chuika. I'm calling from California. How are you guys doing today?
Yeah, good. How are you?
I'm good. I was calling in to see maybe if you picked up anything. I've been getting panic attacks for a year, and I've been told so many different things. I've been told it's because I'm a healer, an empath, a medium, and I don't know how to take the energy. And then I've been told it's emotional healing, that I need to get, like, you know, go to some kind of healing. So I've been on depression and anxiety pills.
Right.
So I wanted to see if what it is and if it's going to go away, because it scares me and I cry.
Okay. Well, I can see like a little vortex of energy just hovering around your crown, the top of your head there, and it's quite grey. That would be manifesting as a depression and a heaviness. Do you feel any heaviness around the crown of your head?
I actually do. I actually feel like it's hot, or when I touch it, it's like sore or something.
Yeah, okay. Well, would you like me to do some healing on it now?
Yes, if you could, please.
Yeah, okay. Okay, we can hear the baby in the background, but I'm sure we can.
I'll mute it out real fast.
Okay. What I'd like you to do for me is just close your eyes for me, sweetheart. Just take your attention to the top of your head. Close your eyes. Take a couple of nice deep breaths, breathing in through your nose all the way down into your abdomen and breathing out through the mouth. And just focus your attention on the top of your head for me. Okay. Now I'm going to bring some crystal key energy in, coming in through your heart and moving up the spine and taking this energy out of the head. It's coming up through your neck now, into the jawline, out through the top of your head, and taking this grey energy away. Okay, now I'm bringing in some white light with a spiral of gold around it. It's moving over just above the top of your crown now, and just dropping that down into the top of your head now, filling the space with this pure energy, perfect energy for you at this point in your journey. Okay, now I want you to imagine that the top of your crown there is just like a beautiful lotus flower, and do you see it closing? So it's safe, it's open to energies coming in, but it's still, you know, being kept safe, so anything just flying around in the atmosphere can't be attracted to that space. How do you feel now?
I feel good.
Does that feel better?
Oh, wow, I touched it and it's not even sore right now.
Sorry?
Yeah, I touched the top of my head and it's not sore right now. Right before that, I touched it and it was really sore.
It's okay now.
Pain-free. That's awesome.
Wow, thank you. Is that what was causing all the panic attacks, or was everybody wrong, or was it just that?
Well, what can happen with, I find quite often with panic attacks and things like that, are small energy masses known as entities can either go into the top of the head and work their way down through and affect the thoughts, or they can come into the heart chakra and they can latch onto your heart. So the dense energy that's probably could be grey, brown, black, that type of colour around your heart, and it causes your heart to palpitate. Okay.
Oh, okay.
The other reason that we can get that type of palpitation and anxiety and panic attacks and this type of thing is if there's something in there from a past life, and it's your body letting you know that there's something in here that needs to be cleared. So it would, you know, might be worth you looking into getting a proper healing session done and having a full top-to-toe session. I do a two-hour session by Skype, which is on offer at $240 at the moment. That's $240 for the 2 hours, but it's very intense.
Okay.
We clear all of the areas, all of the chakras. We're guided through your body to find out if there's any past life issues that are causing your problems here, and they're cleared. It's really, an intense healing session. So it's worth you having a think about that. And if you can't afford that, you can email me anyway. And on my assistant and colleague, Jane, she works for a lower rate than me, and she may be able to help you. So if you want to get in touch with me, contact me via crystalkey.com on the contact page. That's crystalki.com. And just remind me that I did some healing on you on the radio, because I do meet a lot of people. I don't remember anybody.
Yeah.
And, we can have a chat and see how we can help, okay?
Okay, that would be great. Because like one day I just got them, and they were coming like right after another. And
yeah.
I didn't, it was like just one day, it was a year ago, and they just keep coming, and I just don't know why, and I'm taking these depression and Xanax pills, and they just keep coming, so it was like, I don't like it.
And before that, you were fine? Before that, you were okay?
Yeah, before that, one day I was doing okay. And then, like, that one day I just started getting them hard, and they were, like, coming right after another. And then it kind of spaced out. I would get them, like, 2 times a week this last year. But this last couple of weeks they've been coming again.
Okay. There's definitely a few things going on with you that I really would rather not go into on air because it's personal. So if you want to get in touch with me, we can have a chat by Skype or something like that, okay?
Okay. I'll definitely do that.
Okay, sweetheart. Okay. Take care. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks for calling in. I guess I should have asked if you should definitely have anything to add to that. And I feel like she hung up on that. Okay.
It's kind of like what I got pretty much can help everybody. Like, really, when I was talking to her, when I was listening to her, I was thinking, you know, I was getting that find your happy place, you know, and really sometimes it can be just that easy is when you start to feel like you're in that panic, think of that place that, it really makes you happy, you know, and take yourself there. And the power of our mind is so outstanding that it can really change the way that we live and how our body works. And I mean, it really could just be that easy. So,
all right. We got one more caller we want to get on air here. Is area code 702? 702, on with us.
Hi, Kelly.
Hey,
Kelly.
How you doing?
Hi. just in time. Hi, Janine.
Hi. Do we have a name?
Yes, it's Jan. And yes. Janine, you gave me a healing about a week and a half ago.
How are you doing?
Yes, well, I'm okay. I wanted to tell everyone that it was an amazing healing. I really recommend it. It's very powerful. You really feel it. I mean, I felt every single thing that Janine did, and you took me there too, to the ability to see some of the stuff that was blocking me. And I know I still have a lot blocking me, but I was able to see some of it, and you helped me see some of the past life stuff, which was really cool. But, yeah, I think I had a little healing crisis, actually, but now I'm starting to come out of it now. And because it was really intense. And but it's just phenomenal. It's an amazing experience. I recommend everyone getting one. It's just an amazing experience. And Janine is just amazing.
And,
it's beautiful. I really appreciate it. I'm grateful I got to do it, and I hope I get to do another one too. And so anyhow, I really wanted to just say that mostly, and then Seth, I've never met Seth. Hello. And if you feel like saying something, huh?
So see what he's got for Seth. What do you got for it? What do you got for
it? Oh, yeah. If you have anything that comes to mind right off the bat, that's cool.
As you were talking, I pulled the Ace of Clubs, wealth, prosperity, unexpected money or gain. So it looks like something could be good in your future. What do you think?
Oh, my God. You're kidding. In the near future. Well, isn't that a nice card to pull?
I think it's really good. I mean, I would like it to pull for myself. So maybe I'll work on that a little bit later. But it looks good to me. Did you have anything that you were you expecting any money in the future or something?
No, I'm not at all. And but I mean, gosh, what a nice thing. I have no idea. Nope, not at all. In fact, I'm not working because I'm still not able to work yet. But Janine suggested that I try to do some hand reflexology. And as a matter of fact, there's a hand reflexologist right around the corner who wants to teach me privately. She knows, and I told her my situation of how ill I am. I'm not able to do a lot, but she said she'll teach me privately. And I think that's a miracle. Janine, and Janine is the one who thought of the hand reflexology. And then one day, Kelly just out of the blue posted it, too. So, I mean, isn't that cool?
The universe is letting you know.
The universe said that is a good thing.
Yeah.
You
so
know,
with
what's
that?
Picking up, Jan, I'm picking up for you as well, is to listen to some really high-frequency music, like angelic music or classical music that's very high, you know, like
okay.
the arias. You know? And when you listen to it, set the intention that this is to raise the, alter the frequencies and resonances of
okay.
that you, to change your resonances from unhealthy to healthy
uh-huh. okay.
with your intent. Okay, so that's
awesome.
Something that I'm being asked to let you know today as well. So just, if you can do that every day, just listen to beautiful music with the intention that this is raising my resonances, my frequencies to healthy. I'm healthy. Every time you say I'm unhealthy, you're pulling that the negative ones back
right.
in.
Okay.
So be very cautious
awesome.
About the words that you
what
use.
You
say I'm healthy, I'm
that's
getting
right.
healthier, I'm getting stronger every day.
Okay.
You know, because,
thank you.
Okay.
Yes, that's right.
Makes a difference.
Okay.
Yes,
great.
That's
money. Just awesome.
So it's manifesting that money to come in. Same thing. I am wealthy. I have everything I need. Use that those you know that type of wording.
Okay.
Yeah, and I am open to receiving as well because I'm picking up the word windfall, which is
windfall.
You know,
oh my goodness.
Windfall is coming. So, yeah, be actively, okay, universe, I'm open, I'm ready to receive, bring it on.
Okay, awesome. Well, isn't that just a beautiful thing to hear? Wonderful.
Okay.
Well, thanks.
I got one to phrase it differently for you, Jess. Have you seen, you know, did you see the Disney movie Aladdin?
Yes, uh-huh.
You know, okay. So remember, you know, there's Aladdin with, you know, the genie, the magic lamp. Now think over to, you know, what Rhonda Byrne says about, you know, imagine that every time, every word that comes out of your mouth, you know, you're standing there holding the lamp and the genie is waiting there. He's waiting to hear what you're going to say. And it's like, when you say something like, well, I'm this and I'm that, and it's like, yeah, your wish is my command. It's like, oh, goodness.
Oh.
All of a sudden, I need to be really careful what comes out of my mouth.
Isn't that so true? That's such a good analogy. That's just excellent. Yep. That is so true.
Be conscious what you
thank
say.
You, Kelly. Yes, it is.
Careful what you
I
wish
totally
for, you're
going to
get it.
Oh,
awesome.
Goodness. Thank you.
Well, Jan, fingers crossed that, you know, I hope you get a huge windfall because you deserve it. You're beautiful soul.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. So are you, and so is everybody here, and I really appreciate it. Thanks for having me and giving me all this information, and have a beautiful day, everybody.
You too. Oh,
thank
and
you.
I hope I can share some of this windfall with you, too. So how about that?
Go.
That might be good.
Does that work?
Okay.
Awesome, blossom. All righty. Well, thank you for calling in, Jen. Appreciate it. Appreciate it very much. All right, guys. Well, we got about 90 seconds left here, so it's like that's about enough time for everybody to. We're gonna give Janine there a minute or so, and so I can give Seth a minute or so, and just tell us again to all of our listeners how to get a hold of you, and you know, especially about the MP3 specials and all that good stuff. Janine, take it away.
Okay. Well, they can find me at crystalkei.com, and that's CrystalKei.com. They can get my MP3 special offer at crystalkeyhealing.com/special. And everybody who goes to that site will get the free MP3 anyway. So you get that just for signing up for my mailing list. You know, no strings attached. You can always unsubscribe if you don't want to be on the mailing list. But I send out broadcasts every week. And also I've got a new blog now. So anybody who's had some healing off me or a reading, if they go to crystalkeyhealing.com/blog or go to my website and just click the little orange box in the bottom right corner, please leave a comment because it helps everybody else make a decision whether to come to me or not. And if you're interested in the workshops, please let me know at crystalkey.com as well. Go to the contact page. The first level one workshop is on the 5th of May, and it's by Skype, and it's $195, £125 for the day. And this teaches you how to use crystal key on yourself, your home, planet, family, cat, your dog, food, everything. So that's me done.
Awesome. Alrighty, and Seth, how can tell us again how to get a hold of you?
All right, so you can reach me at Psychic Seth. It's PsychicSeth.com. And I don't have all that stuff on there yet, but we got some stuff coming in. Like I'm gonna start a blog up here pretty quick, just get a hold of me, do some readings, and you know I'm pretty fair price right now because I'm starting out. And,
all right.
You know, something new.
All righty. Awesome. Well, thank you guys so much for being on today, and it's like I look forward to doing this again. This has been fun, and so this was. Seth's debut. It's like this is his first time on radio or anywhere, so it's like, and thank you, Janine, for being our trooper and our experienced person there today, and it's like you guys did, you know, both did great, and, you know, give them a call on their off time when they're not on here. It's like they've got time to talk with you guys and read with you guys and healing and all that good stuff, so we give you a variety, and check us out at www.psychicsgonewild.com and find us all, and meanwhile, have an awesome day.